We got to talk about the Trump reinstating the fitness test.
I know.
Which
I did my push-ups on the way over here.
Well, yeah, I can tell you're all pumped up.
Okay. The irony of this obviously is priceless. Okay. So now the history of the fitness test.
It's back to the 50s.
I believe the 60s. I think it was. It was either Kennedy or Johnson that put it together.
Eisenhower put together a council that then Johnson actually initiated. The program.
And you know, for people who haven't had to have the fitness test because it was, you know, kind of done away with under Obama, you would have to do these exercises. Of course, it wasn't in private because who cared about self-esteem in those days, right? So, you know, people would have to do these physical acts like push-ups and sit-ups. And, you know, if you were further along, like in junior high, you had to climb the ropes, which I never could do.
Yeah.
You know,
what?
I just never could. I mean, I just didn't have it down, you know. And, you know, I had to do a flexibility test. You had to run the 1 mile in a certain amount of time. So the reason it was gotten rid of under Obama was because it was making people feel bad. We were in the time of, like, you know, the present time, which is everything's about your self-esteem, you know. So they got rid of it.
And remember, the top 15% would receive
an
award from the president. Right.
And the top lower percent were told that you probably should work in an office in the future, you know, because you're not an athlete, you know, whatever. But, I mean, yeah, and I don't know that it really made people more fit or anything. Yeah. But so Obama's administration kind of got rid of it, right?
Well, and didn't just get rid of it, but instituted a different kind of program.
Yeah, one that...
A voluntary program.
Voluntary and made people feel
better. Schools
resources,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, to get people in better shape, right? And, of course, with the obesity level in our society right now, nobody could pass these tests now anyway, for the most part.
I would say nobody.
Well, a huge number can't.
Yeah.
So, anyway... You know, Trump decides that this is an important thing to do, right? Because everything that's not Epstein is an important thing to do right now.
Right.
So he gets together with, and he sets up his council of fitness,
yeah.
Right? Well, first of all, as I said, everyone had a real laugh and, you know, on social media about Trump talking about physical fitness, right? You know, Ozempic face. Yeah. You know, that's how he lost his weight, right? And so he gets together this fitness group. Okay, RFK Jr., Mr. I use testosterone, even though I'm all talking about, you know, my natural cures for how I take
care
of
myself. But he can sure do pull-ups.
Well, he can because he's using testosterone to maintain his muscle mass at his age. Then Linda McMahon, you know, our Secretary of Education, who has no background in education, her son-in-law works for WWE, and I can't say he used roids, but he does look like a guy who uses roids, you know, steroids. Then you have two golfers, a real example of athleticism. It's a skill, but it's hardly what I would call athletic.
There's no bocce ball players?
Bocce would be another example
of
a skill. Yeah. Chess, exactly. You know, so then the council has two golfers on it, and the only actual athletic person is Lawrence Taylor, who was a perfect person to invite to the White House at this time because he's on a sex offenders registry for having had sex with a 16-year-old.
Okay. That'll continue.
Right.
It
has nothing to do with whether he's a good, you know, person to be a counsel. But really,
the whole thing seems so trivial to me. I mean,
of course it is.
Yeah. It just.
But you know why he reinvoked it? No. Because Obama got rid of it, and because it's woke.
Yeah.
They got rid of it because it was woke to get rid of it because people were being made to feel bad, right? So it's like a DEI kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's why they brought it back because it's anti-DEI.
Yeah. Crazy. Anyway,
it's a meritocracy.
So,